Let's turn it up. Let's turn it on. Yogi Bastantino is playing that song.
Live from your computer, it's time again for the Yogi Show. And here's your host, the teenage girl herself, Yogi Bastantino.
Hi, everyone. I'm Josie Bastantino, and you're listening to The Josie Show. I was just talking to my producer just a few seconds ago, and we never get tired of listening to my debut single, Teenage Girl, in the beginning of the song, in our little introduction there. I remember it's still for purchase at www.josieshow.com or josiepassantino.com, and you can get Teenage Girl, my single, and you can listen to it everywhere. It's awesome, if I do say so myself. I had fun recording it, so it's awesome for me. but I hope you guys enjoy it. So now I want to tell you everything that I have planned. I have two very special guests tonight. Tonight I bring you singer-songwriter Kylie Evans. She has a very interesting story on how she got started in music, Alan, with the sound effects. So we will get to talk to her about that and so much more. We'll also get to hear some of her very popular music, so stay tuned for that. And then after we have Texas Bobby Dean, we'll get to hear some of his music and find out about some of his experiences working with some of the greats in the country music industry. So we have an awesome show tonight with great, great talent coming up, so make sure you stay for the whole show. We also have our featured song of the week segment, which you guys all love, and I'm very excited. Our featured song this week is from the amazingly talented and former guest and friend of the Josie Show, Brad Howard. So stay tuned for that. We'll get to play his featured song. We'll also pick our new fan of the month tonight for July. Try saying that five times fast. I'll also start our question of the week. Okay, that was creepy. Okay. All right, we will also start our question of the week segment tonight. That's right, I will share some great answers from some of our listeners tonight to this week's question, what motivates you and what really gets you going? So when it's question time, if you're in the chat room, make sure to jump in and share, feel free to call in and tell us what gets you going, what gets you motivated. We'll even find out what gets our guests motivated tonight as well, because I will be asking our question of the week to our guest tonight. So I'm very excited for those answers. It'll be really fun. So definitely an awesome show tonight. Really quick, though, I want to say a big hello to everyone in the chat room. Thank you so much for joining. And if you are not in the chat room, please get in the chat room. It's so much fun at www.josieshow.com. You can chat with us. Oh, hey, people are all entering now. That's fun. Thanks, guys. So now let's not waste any time. Everyone, please welcome our first guest of the night, Kylie Evans. Woohoo! Hello, Kylie, are you there?
Very lovely.
Hi, Kylie, are you there?
And I get an applause. That's awesome. I love it.
Yes, you do. I am so excited to talk with you.
I'm excited to be here.
Oh, Alan.
I
wonder if our
behind-the-scenes
producer over there is playing with the sound effects, as you could tell. Craziness. But I am so excited to speak with you. I've been looking forward to talking with you.
I've been looking forward to being on the show. You have no idea.
Me too. So we are going to have fun. Everyone has been looking forward to getting the chance to ask you questions in the chat room. Everyone's in there already. So we will have a blast, if I do say
cool.
So myself. So let's start at the beginning, because you, as I mentioned before in the beginning of the show, you have a very interesting story about how you got started in music. Can you share that with everyone?
I don't know if it's interesting, but I'll share it anyway.
I like it. It's interesting.
Well, I had no idea that I was going to end up in music at all. I was actually going to college for engineering, which has nothing to do with music at all.
Right.
You know, my dad's an engineer. He's a mechanical engineer, and I've always looked up to my dad. And ever since middle school, I thought, you know, I wanted to be an engineer, just like my dad. So ever since middle school, there was no other choice for me. I was going to be an engineer. So in high school, I took, you know, accelerated classes to get me into, you know, an earlier placement in college and all kinds of stuff. And, you know, I went to Wentworth Institute of Technology in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
And I was there for 2 years. And when I was leaving my freshman year, my dad sent me – now, my dad is an engineer by day, but he's a musician by night, and that's sort of his passion and his hobby.
Cool.
He does it every day when he gets home from work, and he does it on the weekends, and that's sort of what keeps him going. So he had this guitar that he had taken with him to college, so he sent me with that guitar, and it was more of a security blanket. I didn't know how to play it at the time, but he sort of sent it with me because he knew that I'm kind of the sentimental type, so he knew that it would kind of help me. So he sent me with that, and over the course of my first 2 years of college, I learned how to play the guitar. So I was on a semester break after my second year, and somebody sent me a contest. And I've always been a singer, so somebody, you know, thought that maybe I could write songs. So somebody sent me a link to a contest that CMT was, you know, hosting, and CMT's Country Music Television.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know, at that point, I knew how to at least play three chords, and I've always been a singer, and I had just started kind of writing as an outlet. So I was like, oh, I could put together a song. So I did, and I wrote my very first song ever, and it was called The Only One, and I entered it into the CMT contest, and I ended up getting top 64 out of a couple thousand applicants.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was big news for my town, small little town, and it was all over the local newspapers and all kinds of stuff. They aired a little clip of my homemade music video on national television, and I just sort of, like, it just sort of like caught fire, and I just absolutely loved it. And I never went back to school after then, and I've been doing that ever since.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad had kind of a tough time getting over it, you know,
yeah.
for a while, but he actually had a conversation with me very recently, and he was like, you know, Kai, like, you really have a shot at this, and you're really working hard at this, and this seems like you're very passionate about this, so I want you to keep doing this. So, and it was very recent, though. It's been a struggle, and it's obviously a very, you know, it's a one in a million thing, and but I absolutely love it, and I don't even care. Like, I'm so engulfed in it, and I just love it so much that I don't even care about all that stuff. I feel like I'm where I'm supposed to be, so that's what I'm doing, and
absolutely,
that's where I am.
Absolutely. We're glad you chose this route because, I mean, it's something that you love to do. You enjoy it. And also, you're making amazing music for us fans. I mean, it's kind of a win-win situation, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like everyone needs to find that thing. You know what I mean? It's so cool. I love it.
Exactly. See, I find that a very interesting story. So I had to ask you more about it. I love it. And who would you say are your biggest musical influences? Who do you have on repeat right now?
I always have to answer this question the same way because I feel it's the most truthful. It's my dad. He's my biggest musical influence, you know what I mean? But if you were, you know, obviously if you're going to pick, you know, somebody, you know, that everyone knows, I would have to say, and this is kind of odd, but I would have to say like Steven Tyler and Sheryl Crow. Like, those are my biggest, like, they are just so cool. They are such rock stars. And actually, Steven Tyler is from my hometown. So he's from my hometown. So
that's awesome.
It's, yeah, so I've like, grown up, and I remember hearing when I was a little kid, you know, Steven Tyler and Aerosmith. And I was like, what is this? You know, who is this Steven Tyler? And I remember, like, it was, like, the big thing in high school to, like, drive by his house. And it's all fenced in and everything, but
Yeah.
So he's just sort of been somebody that I've, like, kind of watched and looked up to for a while, but just the fact that he is, like, still on the grid and just, like, still just kicking major butt, and he's a rock star. So I totally look up to him, you know?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I agree with you 100% on that one. And also, very good answer, your dad. Very good answer.
Yes, my dad is the simple, easy answer. I always say my dad because he really is. I mean, he kind of taught me everything I know, and he's really pushed the music on me. And, and he's awesome. And I look up to him in more ways than just one. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
He's not just there for music. He's taught me a lot about life, and he's taught me a lot about like the person that I want to be. And so he's awesome. I know people when they hear me talk about him, they're like, oh, you're such a daddy's girl. I'm totally not. My dad is just an awesome person, and I look up
right.
to him overall. And he's my biggest influence. So there you go. There's my answer.
Absolutely. Very good answer. I agree with that. Big props to Dad for that, for getting you into what you love and teaching you, you know, other things to fall back on, too. I mean, you know,
yeah.
I like that. It's very cool.
Definitely.
Yeah. So now let's get into some of your amazing music that we have today. I am so excited. But first, can you tell us a little bit about some of the music you have out currently for us to enjoy?
Definitely. Well, I think the big hit single is Johnny Depp, and that
mm-hmm.
has been getting a lot of airtime over here in New England for the past year. And I actually won a couple New England Music Awards for it this past year, and a Massachusetts Songwriter Award for it. And there's a music video out for it. It's gotten just over 20,000 views, so that's pretty cool. And that people sort of, you know, attach me to that song, and they're like, "Oh, you're the Johnny Depp girl." I'm like, "Yeah, that's me." You know, so that's sort of the big one. But you know, my music is sort of, I mean, it's everything. People ask me all the time, like, "Oh, what kind of music do you play, or what kind of music do you write?" And for me, it's really anything. I feel like whatever I'm just happen to be listening to at the time really comes out in my music. So if I'm listening to a lot of pop, more of like a pop country sound might come out. And if I'm listening to a lot of blues or a lot of rock and roll, then maybe like a country rock kind of sound comes out.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard to pinpoint it, but I mean, I kind of go with it. I don't, you know, make boundaries for myself. I just kind of let whatever's coming out, just let it come out. And that's
exactly. Exactly. I love you don't set boundaries. I mean, you put out things that everyone can enjoy. You know, if someone, you know, likes country, or if someone likes a little bit of rock, you know, I like that. You put it for everyone.
Yeah, that's what music's all about.
Yeah, definitely. And as you mentioned a little bit before, you know, you've had such great, you know, reviews and acknowledgments, like the Songwriter of the Year from the Massachusetts Country Music Association, and
great.
Also Song of the Year from Limelight Magazine. Big time
yeah.
for that.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah,
yeah,
I'm still really excited about all those awards. This past year was a really big year for me, and I'm so
mm-hmm.
happy to be able to, you know, be doing what I'm doing, and I'm just, I know, I feel like I hear so many people be like, oh, I'm just so happy to be doing what I'm doing, but seriously, I'm so happy that I get to do
yeah.
this. It's awesome.
Absolutely, and those are totally well-deserved, too. You work really hard for your, you know, to get your music out for all of us and to get it perfect, and so very big congrats to you.
Thank you very much, Josie.
Anytime. And your song, Johnny Depp, we have that song that we would love to play right now, so let's
cool.
play Johnny Depp.
Awesome.
All right, let's do it. Here it is, Johnny Depp by Kylie Evans.
To get to know
And that was Johnny Depp by Kelly Evans. Kelly Evans. Because the chat room gets me crazy. But Debbie Kelly in the chat room says, catchy tune, I really like it. She loves it.
Woo!
Yeah. Okay. These are tongue twister names here. There's so many different names in the chat room. Okay, anyway. So also, where can our listeners go to purchase all of your music after the show?
All of my music is available on iTunes if you just search Kylie Evans.
Yes.
But if you go to KylieEvans.com, everything is linked there, my Facebook, my Twitter, my iTunes, everything, videos, updates, everything is there.
Perfect. Makes it so much easier. I don't think anybody is, you know, going to the store and getting those CDs anymore. I think most of the downloads are from, you know, going on your iPod, iPad, iTunes,
yep.
Everything that starts with an I nowadays.
Yep, I know, seriously, right?
That's crazy.
Everything has to be connected today. It's crazy.
It's true. It's insane. But, yeah, it's so much easier. So just go to iTunes and you can just type in your name and you just all your songs pop up. I've done it.
Yep.
So just do it, everyone.
Awesome.
Yes. But also, can you give everyone the links to, you know, some websites or social networking sites where, you know, you could chat with fans, all that fun stuff?
Definitely. Well, if you just go to KylieEvans.com, I think that's the easiest way. My Facebook is linked there, my Twitter. And the spelling of my name is what gets people. It's K-I-L-E-Y. And a lot of people want to spell it K-Y-L-I-E.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like all the letters are there, but they're just in the wrong order. So it's K-I-L-E-Y-E-V-A-N-S.com. And then my Facebook and my Twitter. And if you're not in, you know, I do a lot of shows up and down the East Coast. If you're not down the East Coast, I actually just discovered this new platform called Stage It, and it's basically like an online concert venue where it's a live concert, and there's like a little, you know, you pay for a ticket. It's like $5 or however much you want to make it for. It's usually pretty cheap. And then you can pay for the ticket and you can watch from anywhere in the world, which is the coolest thing ever. So I'm going to start doing these types of concerts, maybe like once a month do a Stage It concert. So anyone that wants to can tune in, and you can just find all that information on my website. All those concerts and all my shows are all, you know, listed up there, and where you can find my music and where you can follow me, and it's all there. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Wow, I never heard of that. I got to check that out next time you do a Stage It concert.
I've never heard of it either, but I found it through a fan. Actually suggested that I do one of these because she was a little, you know, further away and asked me to do one. And I checked it out, and I actually bought a ticket to another show just to kind of check it out and see what it was all about, and it's really cool. You can literally do a concert from anywhere, and national acts do them, and, you know, and local acts do them, and indie acts, and, like, it's just the coolest thing ever, so...
That is cool. I am definitely going to have to check that out. And so very, very cool. So basically it's at your website, KylieEvans.com. And we'll post all of your links after the show so for easy access. For those fans that want to check everything you are doing out, we make it easy.
Cool. I like that.
Yes. I love doing that. So much fun. And so are you currently working on any other projects that you could tell us about, or are you just, you know, trying to keep writing and all that fun stuff?
I mean, I'm really focused on my, you know, my project as a whole, but there's a lot to it, you know what I mean? There's writing and recording music, there's shows, there's, you know, social networking, and there's music videos, and there's all this stuff that comes with the whole, like, you know, artist package. So I'm constantly working on something. I try to write as much as possible and write with as many people as possible. And we're actually shooting a music video in a couple weeks for my new single called One More Spin Around, which I'm very excited about. And we are just constantly on the go. I'm actually, after I get off the phone, I have a rehearsal tonight. We're rehearsing for some shows. We're doing a lot of fairs and festivals up and down New England this summer. So... constantly on the go, but I absolutely love it.
Oh, that is so cool. So you are constantly moving, keeping busy.
Yeah.
I like it. And very cool. I am so excited to check out that music video because I love this song, and we are actually – it's a really good segue because I am about to play this song right now.
Yeah, awesome.
I know. That, like, totally worked out in our favor. So let's play One More Spin Around, and we will be right back. Here we go.
We'll be right back. here part of the night. Time to go home. I learned that he's got brothers, he's a man. So much more I want to know. I can't believe that the night's already over. We're pulling up to my road. I don't think I'm ready to go. And he said, how about
makes me even more excited for your music video to come out, because that's gonna be so much fun to film for you. I guarantee that'd be really cool.
I'm excited too. The funnest thing, I think, actually one of the biggest things that I enjoy about this whole thing is the music videos, just because it's such a cool creative like thing, and you can make it whatever you want. You know what I mean? And so we've been playing around with, you know, I've been working with the guy that's shooting the music video and a couple other people in my team, and we've been, you know, bouncing back and forth between a couple different concepts for the video, and it's such an artful thing, and you really have to kind of, you know, be careful with it, and it has to mean something. So we've been back and forth, and we finally all decided on a concept that I'm so excited about, and I'm so excited for people to see the video, because it's such a cool spin, and people are just going to be like, I don't know, if it comes out the way I'm hoping it's going to come out, it's going to be awesome. So I'm so excited to shoot it, and it's always fun. So
that is so
yeah.
Cool. And it'll be on probably on YouTube, and I mean on your website for sure. So
yeah,
it'll
definitely
be easy to get to.
Cool. Yeah.
Cool. I can't wait. That's going to be awesome. And maybe I could do something special if it's okay for you, okay with you, because, you know, sometimes when a, you know, guest on the Josie show, you know, puts out a music video, we love to put it in our forum so all of our listeners can check out what you've been up to. So we could do something special.
Yeah, so, right. No, I will let you know as soon as it's done.
Awesome. Sounds good. We love to make things special.
Yes.
We like it. so we have some fun questions for you. All very, very good questions, I promise. But first, what are some things that you like to do for fun when you're not working on your music? Some hobbies?
Oh, God. Oh, let's see. Oh,
I know
that's the question that's the hardest. Well,
yeah.
Number one, I mean, I grew up in a beach town. I grew up in Marshfield, Massachusetts, which is right on the East Coast, like right on the shoreline.
Yeah.
It's about a 10-minute drive from Plymouth, Massachusetts, which is like, you know, like the Plymouth Rock, the Mayflower, where the Pilgrims came in. So I'm right on the beach, and I was actually there all day today. I took a day off, which I haven't taken in a while. So it was so nice to just relax. I went to the beach today. I went tubing today on like a, you know, like a boat type thing.
Cool.
And yeah, we just had our butts on the beach all day, and it was so nice. You know, definitely whenever I get the chance, just because it's right here, I love to go to the beach. Let's see, what else do I like to do? I like to bike. I like to ride my bike. I'm such a nerd. But I love to ride my bike, and I have a, like, huge inner dorkness of me because, you know, as I said before, I went to engineering school, and that, like, inner dorkiness is still in me. So I solve the, like, I can solve a Rubik's Cube in, like, under a minute. So I do that, like, to keep myself busy sometimes. And that's like, I mean, I don't know. I like to do a lot of things. I'm a busybody. I can't sit still for like 2 seconds. So anything, I'll try anything once. That's my thing. I'll try anything. Just
I
once.
Hear
if
you.
I don't like it, you know, if I don't like it, I won't do it again. But if I love it, I'll do it again. So I'm up for anything all the time.
Oh, love it. I love it. And plus, you're going to have to teach me how to do the Rubik's Cube because I've always wanted to. But it's like when I do it, it's like a huge jumble of color mess.
That's what it is, Josie. That's what it is. It's so frustrating. Honestly, it was one night, and I was in college, and I don't know, I was in a weird mindset. I think I was actually during finals week, and I was really stressed out, and I just, like, I had this cube, and I saw my friend could do it, and I was like, you know what? I really want to do this. So I took a whole night, and I did it, and it was like 4 o'clock in the morning when I finally got it, and I woke up my roommate, and I was like, I did it, I did the cube, and she was like, good for you, go to bed, you know.
But, I was like, oh, man.
But it's such a cool thing to have,
hilarious.
You know.
I need to learn.
A cool thing. Yeah, it's difficult, but I promise you, if you're patient enough and if you really want to do it, you can do it.
Right. Oh, I got to learn, because I have a few Rubik's Cubes, and they're all like just a jumbled colored mess. I want to actually make something out of it, you know?
You'll get it. You'll get it.
Good. Yeah.
I hope this conversation inspires you to, like, go
it
and
did.
Work at it, because once you can do it, it's the coolest thing ever to, like, have, and somebody's
absolutely.
Like, can you actually do that? And you're like, yeah, I can do it, and you just do it for them, and it's awesome. But
absolutely.
It also is really good for, like, if you're nervous. I oftentimes have it in my bag before shows, and I do it before shows because it's just such, like, a mindless activity, and you just do it, and you forget about whatever else is going on. And it's really,
right.
for me, it's like a calming device.
Definitely.
So, I do it before shows and stuff, studio sessions and stuff like that. So
very cool. It's like a little ritual for you before
yeah,
before
it,
a big
it really
show,
has
you're
become
just like,
that, yeah. And
yeah.
now, you know, obviously through social media, some of my fans found out that I could do it, so I get asked to do it on the spot, so I always have it with me now all the time.
You carry that thing around. I love that.
I do.
That's so cool. That is so, so cool. A fan will probably just walk up to you, hey, do the Rubik's Cube, I heard you could do it, and here you are, just with the Rubik's Cube on the side. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I love it. Next time, if I ever get to meet you, because I would love to see you perform one of these days, please bring the Rubik's Cube, because I want to learn.
I promise you, Josie, I will have it. I have it right now. I wish you were closer, because I would just whip it out, but I promise you I'll have it.
I love it. Awesome. Good. Very cool. See, this is the kind of stuff that you can't, like, get from Google, you know? You actually
know.
Learn things on
yeah.
this show. Love it. So let's see here. What's some more fun questions for you? When you're performing, have you ever had any, like, on-stage embarrassing moments that you could share?
Oh, my God.
Anything crazy happen?
Josie, I am the queen of on-stage embarrassment. Oh, my God. This whole music thing for me is really a passion that just sort of caught fire. I never thought I'd be doing this, and I've only been really doing it for the past 2.5 to 3 years. So I really haven't, the amount of stuff that's happened, and it's really all happened in the past, like, 6 months to a year. It's really, like, really, it's caught fire, and it's just going, and I'm so happy for it. But really, for, you know, you got to kind of shape up really fast. And the first time I ever performed, I was going through this sort of, like, open mic boot camp that they were putting me through, and my team, And so I was, you know, going to all the open mic nights that I could at all the local bars, and anywhere I could get, you know, in front of an audience and sing, I would. So I would go, and I remember the first time I ever did it, I got through a song and a half. And after, like halfway through the second song, I messed it up, and I couldn't finish it. And that was so embarrassing because everyone was teasing me after, people I didn't even know, and they were like, really? You know, you're not even going to finish the song? And I just didn't have the pride to be like, ah, I stink. And, like, I don't know. It just performing on stage, a lot of stuff happens. And,
yeah,
you know, the most embarrassing stuff is when you're in front of, like, a big audience and you know that everyone's listening. And even if some people aren't listening, some people are always listening. And
right.
I've, you know, slipped up and said some embarrassing things on stage. And I'm, like, I'm really naturally just kind of a dork. I'm, like, a nerd. So I'm not very... I've learned to be a little bit more graceful, but it's taken some work. So, and I'm not afraid to say it. I was not the best performer to start with. I was really awkward, and you know, and it's been a while for me to get over that and to sort of be more comfortable in my own skin. But
mm-hmm.
Anything that you could ever imagine happening to a person, falling, hitting your head, you know, anything, totally forgetting lyrics and just ruining everything, like, I've done it, I've been there. But I feel like for any performer, you have to do it, you know? You
right.
have to do it, and you get over it, so.
Definitely, and thank you, Alice,
yeah.
for that. But no, seriously, I think, you know, I mean, anything could happen when you're live, you know? I mean, you're human, so, I mean, stuff like that will happen.
Right.
So, but I think it's actually kind of a good icebreaker at times, you know? It gets the crowd laughing, gets you, you know, if you can laugh at yourself, you know what I mean?
Definitely. No, I agree.
Yeah, definitely. It's all good, though.
Yeah.
It's all good. I love it. We've had a lot of crazy moments just on the show with me muting myself and forgetting to unmute. Oh, it's crazy. It happens. It happens.
It definitely
people.
Does. You got to get
does.
Over it.
No. You never know. See, exactly. But we're actually running out of time, but my last question is actually the question of the week segment.
Ooh.
That we are asking everyone.
I'm excited.
Yeah, so we have to ask you, what motivates you and what really gets you going?
What motivates me? I think
mm-hmm.
the thing that motivates me the most, to sum it up, is that there is nothing on this earth that I want to be doing aside from this. So when I wake up and I think, like, if I don't do this, like, honestly, there's nothing else. Like, I just don't know anything else that I want to be doing. I've never been more happy in my life, and my happiness and my, you know, that sort of motivates me every single day. I wake up and I'm happy with myself and I'm happy with what I'm doing. So in order to keep that going, I have to keep working. I have to keep putting my heart and soul into it, and it's making me even more happy. So that's honestly what motivates me, and what drives me is that I'm honestly happy. It's the best feeling in the world.
You are. You're a very happy person. I like that. I always find myself very positive people. It works.
Yeah.
Definitely. And that's what gets you, you know, further, is if you have a really good attitude. Because, you know, the fans pick up on that, and they're all happy all the time when they're around you. So it's cool.
Definitely. You can't be a phony. You can't try to be something that you're not. You can't try to be
right.
cool if you're not. You can't try to be, you know, whatever. You just have to kind of do it. And if they like it, they like it. If they don't, they don't. But you keep moving in that direction, and it gets you, you know, where you're supposed to be. So, and I firmly believe in that. So that's my answer.
Absolutely. I do, too. And I have to say, Kylie, you are amazing. Thank you so much for coming on the show. And you can come back anytime.
Awesome.
Update
Thank you
shows.
So much, Josie. This was a blast.
I know. I had so much fun. That was really cool.
Loved it.
Thank
and the
you
sound
so
effects.
Much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Kylie Evans, everyone. Woohoo. And maybe at the end of the show, we'll be able to play. We have an extra 7-minute conference song. We might be able to play that at the end of the show. That's very exciting. Yeah.
Very cool.
Yes, I'm very excited. Thank you, Kylie.
Thank you, Josie.
Thank you. Awesome, Kylie. Thank you, Alan. He's definitely coming up with all these sound effects nowadays. But now, everyone, please welcome the wonderful Texas Bobby Dean. Woohoo! Yeah.
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing great.
That's
I hope
great.
You are doing amazing.
Well, I'm doing fine. And it's hot here. What's weather like there?
Oh, my goodness. It is so – it's about 100 right now. It
yeah.
is so hot by where I am.
Definitely. Oh, man. I was talking to a fellow, a Pretty World Record label the other day in North Carolina. He was telling me that It's been 104 in North Carolina. Now, that ain't right.
No, it's not right. It's not right.
That's not right.
It is totally not right. But all you need is a little pool or some water, and that will fix it right up.
I guarantee, you know, they got those little hats around here that a lot of these guys, a whole bunch of people in Texas are named Bubba. And
cool.
they wear these little hats on their head, you know, that you're supposed to fill with water, but they forgot to write that on there, so they put beer in them.
That's funny. That's so cool. Well, you have to do whatever you can to stay, not so hot and nasty weather that we have right now. I don't even know how to explain it. It's so nasty out.
Well, beer is not the appropriate thing. Water is much better for everybody.
Totally. I agree. Get your adult beverages, everyone. Get some water. Stay hydrated.
That's right. Stay hydrated with water. It's good for you.
Definitely. Exactly.
Well, thank you for having me on.
Oh, anytime. Thank you so much for coming on the show. I am so excited to get to know a little bit more about you, and everyone in the chat room is so excited to learn about what you've been up to and to check out some of your songs.
Well, I've been listening to your interview with the gal before, and she's a super talented artist, but I've enjoyed the interview. You did a great job.
Thank you. Yeah, she made it really easy. She was great. She's very, very talented, and I am so excited because we have two talented people on the show today. I mean, makes my job so much easier. Can I just tell you right now?
Well, I'll tell you what, you as well. I've had a chance to look over some of your stuff, and you've got a few accomplishments of your own.
Thank you.
Pretty awesome.
I love that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Well, you've accomplished so, so, so much, and I want to talk about you because you have done such amazing work and got to work with such amazing people. But first, I want to know, can you first got started in the music industry or when you first learned that music was in your blood and you wanted to pursue it? When did you get started?
Well, I was, I was about 6 years old, and there was a pizza place here in Waco, Texas, and they had a couple of people, and anyway, Baylor is here in the town we live in, and all these Baylor students were there, and we used to go up there every week, and I'd get up there on the bandstand with a banjo and a piano, and they would play, and I'd do Joy to the World and Delta Dawn, if you can imagine.
I love it.
And,
very cool.
So for 6 years old, I guess that was okay, but somehow or another down the road, I just swayed over to traditional country music and just kind of fell in love with that, and that's where I kind of planted myself.
Yeah, and here you are now. I mean, with such wonderful, wonderful songs. But growing up, I want to know who would you say were your biggest musical influences, and still are. Who do you have on repeat? Listen to all the time.
Well, there were so many. You know, my mom and dad, they were just serious country music lovers, and still are. You know, there was Charlie Pride, there was Conway Twitty, there was Ray Price, of course, Farron Young, Mel Tillis, on and on and on. Connie Smith, she actually was one of my favorites back then, and as a kid, and But yeah, I mean, it was just deep rooted in traditional country music.
Definitely, definitely. And I have to say, those are the greats that you just mentioned. And you got to work with such amazing people yourself, like Mel Tillis and Vern Gosden, just to name a few. Can you tell us a bit about that, those experiences?
Oh, well, I can tell you some of it.
Yeah, you got a lot to talk about with this one.
it's all good. That's been a big thrill. You know, Vern Gosden was of course he was the voice, and we sat in his house a few times and listened to him, you know, do his thing, you know, and that was just really cool. But Mel Tillis, I had the privilege of pitching him some songs here a few years back, and it was kind of a mishap. But anyway, he ended up publishing several of my songs, and he's been pitching them around here for a few years. But man, what a highlight! He's a super guy. Unfortunately, Vern's gone.
Yeah.
But Mel is something else, I'll tell you. He's a great artist and a great man.
Definitely. Absolutely. That is so cool that you got to, you know, work with such amazing people. Did you, when you got to meet these wonderful people, did you ever have like a, oh my goodness, starstruck moment? Or do you just go in there and it's like,
no, I,
cool.
You know, they say, you know, you've seen that commercial that says just don't let them see you sweat.
Right.
And, well, that, you know, that don't happen. So,
that's what.
No, we were I pitched a song to Mel. We were up in Branson, Missouri. I was doing some recording up there, and I heard he was going to be. They were in town, and I said, "Well, you know what the heck? Let's go take a shot, and we'll go see a show, and just maybe I can sneak back here to the bus, and I can get him a CD." Well, it just so happened his drummer was working on the session with us, and. When we got up there, he was not on the bus. But long story short, I gave Chuck the CD, and well, in the midst of him out at the merchandise table and them getting ready to play, he forgot to give Mel the CD. So
oy.
Me not knowing that, they had laid it on a chair out there. But Mel's the kind of guy, you know, he'll stand out there for 500, 600 people, and he will sign autographs or take pictures until the last person leaves. He always has done it. And, well, I didn't realize that it happened. So about 3 weeks later, I get a phone call on my answering machine. We're coming back from a job about 12 o'clock at night, and my wife had checked the answering machine. She said, "Oh, my God, you're not going to believe this." Mel Tillis was on the phone. "Son, I like your song, son. Give me a call." So I did. And anyway, going back to your question, I did. I asked him, I said, "Well, Mel," I said, "you're probably, you know, if you like the song, you're probably going to want to rewrite or something, I'm sure." And I'm fine with that. He goes, "Well, why would you say that?" And, well, Mel Tillis is one of the greatest writers there ever was.
Mm-hmm.
He's wrote so many great hits in his own credit that he didn't even do. And when he said that, I hate to say I pretty much didn't fall apart, but I couldn't talk.
You were close to falling apart.
Yeah,
I would be too.
Yeah, it was he saw me sweat. And anyway, that was a great highlight in my life.
Yeah.
To hear Mel Tillis say he thought that much of one of my songs.
Yeah, definitely. That's a huge highlight that will, you know, stay with you forever. And I think that's really cool. I think right when I would be listening to that voicemail, I think right there and then I would pass out. To tell you the truth, I'd be like, "Whoa, what just happened?" But yeah, that
still there.
That'd be insane. Yeah, that would have been insane, but very cool for you. I love it. Awesome. But I want to rewind a little bit. You know, when you first got started, can you tell us about your time with the Plum Country Band? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Six-year stint, a good growing time. I've been writing for a good while, and and I fronted a band for a while. But these guys were just. Became great friends, but they're absolutely unruly between each other. Not in a bad way, but I mean the sense of humor just gets a little thick sometimes. And but it was a good time of me being able to learn to put a stone face on even in the midst of times when you didn't know what to do. You just kind of learned to cover up whatever you're feeling and keep on going.
Right.
the great guys got to be good friends. We opened for a lot of awesome artists, you know, Gene Watson and T.G. Shepherd and Sleep at the Wheel and Confederate Railroad, Tracy Byrd. They were just on and on and on, and it was just a really great, great time. And they allowed me a lot of privilege there to come into their band. Especially not really knowing me. I knew a friend of theirs that was a steel player and had played with me and said, "You need to get this guy and, if you get a chance." And thank goodness they did, because it really did help me.
Definitely. Absolutely. Well, that's really, really cool. I mean, especially getting the opportunity to open up for great artists as well. I mean, that's a really, that's kind of a fun thing. And plus, you guys were all cool with each other. You guys were all friends. So it was kind of, you know, just hanging out.
Yeah, they're very good friends. They're living in Branson, Missouri now. They've got a show at the God and Country Theater there called the 24 Karat Country Gold Show. So if anybody's in Branson listening to this, go check it out. It's a good one.
Awesome. Yeah, I will definitely check out. Very, very, very cool. And also, you currently have a band called the Timeless Country Band. Can you tell us who all the members are and what roles you guys play?
Yeah, you bet. My bass player, Shorty Grisham, he was in Nashville back in the 70s and played with the Glazer Brothers and some with Jeannie Pruitt, I believe, and some others that I don't want to say I'm not sure of, but I know there were others. Bill Dearmore plays steel guitar with me. He was on the road with Gene Watson for about 3 years. And a man by the name of Larry Rochelle's playing drums with me. Great singer in his own right, and awesome background, and just a great drummer. He's played with Johnny Gimble and just a big list of Frenchie Burke and a big list of people. And a man by the name of LaRon Tubbs playing keyboards. A guy named Mark Cowson plays fiddle with us. And just a really good group of guys, real solid. Mark played with Gene Freaky. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's just a great bunch of guys. We've all been friends for a long time, and it just kind of evolved, and I just got lucky to end up with some really pro players and also pro people too, you know.
Definitely. Yeah. That's really, really cool. You guys make up a really great team, and you could tell, you know. I mean, you can just feel the love when you're in the audience. You know what I mean? It's really cool.
It makes a difference. You know, you lose a lot of these bands. You know, they not a lot of them. That's not fair. But there are some. I've heard war stories that I've never had to experience. But the dissension that can happen sometimes, and I couldn't imagine being up there front in the band and trying to promote myself, thinking somebody was behind me that was just hating me. And it's a great feeling to know that everybody's standing back there and they're behind you. And
right.
And my wife's the best one of them all. She's in the band too, but she takes care of our sound out front. And her name is Cindy, and Cindy does the she relaxes my mind knowing that it's sounding right out front. And,
definitely.
So anyway, we've got a great bunch of people.
Very cool. She keeps you on track. She helps you out. Make sure you sound good.
Oh, I promise you. She keeps everybody running straight. I might bark a little, but I ain't arguing too long.
Love it. I absolutely love it. You need, you know, to have a successful kind of career, I think you need a lot of supporters, which you do. You have a lot of people behind you, including me. I am a fan of yours, I have to say.
Thank you.
Yes, and I support all of your music and love your music. So there.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. People don't have to say that. And if you don't mind, I would like to. I'd like to thank Don Caldwell.
Yes.
And Becky Bartlett Brown.
Absolutely.
For being so kind to allow you and I to meet and your mom as well you know, it's just those people don't have to be nice to you, and they don't have to be on your side.
Right.
And when they are, by golly, I think it's right to appreciate it because they don't have to.
Definitely, absolutely. They're really, really great people. You know, you don't find a lot of, you know, people out there that, you know, really genuinely want to help you and get you on a show or, you know, help you with a song. You know, there's only a few out there that'll do that, and Don has been totally helping us fill up our booking list. I mean, we're booked like crazy because of those Facebook groups. Those things are awesome.
Don is a good guy, and I got the chance to call his mom too, and that was kind of cool.
Oh, that's cool.
She's a big country music fan as well. And so, but Don's a talker, and he caught me one morning after it was on Sunday morning. We'd gotten in late for like three nights in a row, and woke up, and I was supposed to call him at one. I think it was 12 or 1. I can't remember. It's been a month or so.
Mm-hmm.
But when I started talking to him, I was just on my first cup of coffee, and Don was running to get to work, and boy, he was just giving it heck. That I was thinking, I hope I can keep up with this guy, because
<Right.
laughs> he is a talker.
That's hilarious. Very cool. Yeah, definitely big ups to him. I mean, those Facebook groups, there are so many, but Don's Keeping It Country is always a really big one for me because, I mean, you know, it really, there's tons of independent, artists that go on there that, you know, are able to show, you know, showcase their music,
yeah.
Which I think is really cool. It's a big up.
It is, definitely. And it's a good chance. You know, a lot of people, there's so many good artists out there.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a chance for them to get their music heard and find the fan base that's out there that's looking for something that they're doing, and because we're all different in our own right in some
mm-hmm.
aspect or another, and so everybody's got a chance to find those people that like them and get to do what they do and what they do well, and those people, that's what they like about them, so you don't have to change. You can do what you can be yourself, and you've got people that accept you, and that really does make it easy to open up your creative side and not worry too much about, you know, being something you're not.
Right. Exactly. Couldn't have said it any better.
Well,
I tried. That's really, really cool. So big ups. And I am getting the thumbs up that I have to cue my producer, Tina Marie Pasentino, a.k.a. Mom, because she has a surprise, I think, for you. What's going on?
Hey!
Oh, goodness, sound effects.
Alan, please. Okay.
Can you hear her? Or is she muted? Can you hear her?
Yeah, I can now.
Oh, good. Okay.
All right. So
I heard the cougar.
Yeah.
Oh, was that a mountain lion?
Oh,
are they the same?
Oh, Lordy. Okay.
So I just wanted to pipe in here really quick because Don Caldwell from Keeping It Country actually called a little bit ago.
Mm-hmm.
He is at work, so he wasn't able to call in, but he did want to call and mention not only what a wonderful artist you are, songwriter, performer, which we all know, but he wanted to give you your props for being an amazing person because he did mention that his mom was sick. Her name is Pearl, and having a son like Don, you know that she's a wonderful, wonderful lady, and you had called, and I guess he called you, or somehow you guys were talking, and you were kind enough to call his mom when she wasn't feeling good, chat with her a little bit, and you actually made her day.
Aww.
So Don wanted to call and say thank you and let everybody know just what a wonderful person you are. So.
Oh, well, I'm good at faking it sometime.
No, you're not. You're awesome.
You are.
I'll get off the line now.
Thank you, Tina.
That's funny. Very, very cool. I'm glad he was able to send that message to you even at work. Hi, Don.
Yeah. Good man. I appreciate that, Don. Thank you.
Love it. So let's see here. What else do I have for you? I want to just start playing your music because I am very, very excited. So how about we play your first song of the night? How about we play your song, The Flag? And we'll be right back, all right?
Good. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, everyone. Here is The Flag by Texas Bobby Dean. Here we go.
I was sitting in a cafe one morning as an old man exercised his right to speak his mind. He said, I've seen a whole lot of change in this country in these 90 years of mine. He said, you see that flag through the window across the street? Ain't she a beautiful sight? She don't deserve to be done wrong. When I saw a tear fall from his eye. He said, "You know, that flag and God must be pretty tight." Lord knows there's no doubt of that in my mind. You know, our Constitution was based on the good book, the Bible. It tells me our flag, well, it stands for Christ. Now, I know these days I'll probably be hated. Hell, I'll probably even be called a freak. But I'll be damned if I stay quiet. As I tell you, that old flag, well, it means too much to me. So do all the soldiers that died. I fought beside many of them, many nights. I won't let them die in vain. By God, I have that right. You know, as a boy, I drove a horse and buggy. Drove a car. Even saw a man on the moon. Then I watched prayer and our Pledge of Allegiance get banned from public schools. He said some got their freedom mixed up with selfishness. They choose wrong out of spite. They don't care about nothing but themselves. And you know that ain't right. But I know my flag, and I know God. And they don't change with man's decrees. Man can change laws, and that flag, she can still fly. That don't mean she agrees. He said, "Now I know I probably won't live to see the worst. I pray we wake up and let old Glory fly for who she is and not for the corrupt." And to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God.
And that was The Flag by Texas Bobby Dean. Amazing job with that song. I absolutely love it.
Thank you so much. I wrote that in Branson, Missouri, actually in April of last year. And we'd just gotten through playing a job out there, and we were sitting there watching the evening news, the national news, about 10:30 at night. And the newscaster started bashing people for doing the right thing and protecting mm-hmm. people that were doing the wrong thing. And I thought, you know, this country is... It's not the country, but so much has gone backwards.
Right.
And I grabbed my guitar, and my buddy we're staying with, he goes, "Where are you going?" I said, "I don't know. I'll be back when I'm done." And I came back in about 6 that morning, got a shower, and waited for the studio to open. And I called him up, and we scheduled a session, and just did a real simple thing. And I just want to thank Pretty World Records for Charlie Ammerman for believing in that song and being willing to stick his neck out of believing in something as risque as that could be in this day and time. It shouldn't be, but it is in this day and time.
Right.
And putting that record out, and it just means a lot to me to be a part of a label like that.
Definitely. They believed in the song, just like as we do.
Well, thank you. Thank you for playing it.
Anytime. It's our pleasure. So, and also, where can our listeners go after the show to purchase all of your music?
Mm-hmm. They can go to www.bobbydean, that's B-O-B-B-Y-D-E-A-N, dot WEBS.com. And just follow the directions, and it'll take you right to. We've got The Flag and three other records that are on that, and there's videos and live video and audio as well, and pictures.
Perfect. So very easy, very, very easy. You just go to the website, which we'll post after the show for easy access, bobbydean.webs.com, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's it.
Perfect.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Got it on the first try.
You did. Good job.
Yeah. So are you currently working on any other projects that you could tell us about as of right now, or?
Well, I'm in the process. I've been writing and I've been pitching, but it's hard to decide, you know, which ones you want to pitch and which ones you want to do yourself. But I am in the process of putting material together to do another record, and I've got about half of what I think I want to do together, and I'm hoping before the year's up we'll get started on it.
Yeah, perfect. I can't wait to see what you have up your sleeve. I can't wait to see what else you got for us fans to check out.
Well, that song "The Flag" was being a talking song. It's not, of course, doesn't show a whole lot of vocal ability, but I try to stick real close to home to traditional Texas country roots and the fiddle and steel. Enough to Leave album did have a little edge on it. We had guitar in most of it, and this next one's going to be primarily just fiddle and steel dance hall stuff. I'll probably have half of the record will be my originals, and then the other half we'll throw some good old Farron Young and of course Mr. Price himself, and maybe a couple Bob Wills in there, and but try to keep it some good old dance hall shuffle stuff. We're big on the shuffle music.
Awesome. I cannot wait. And your song "The Flag," it's not vocal, but it's very powerful. And, you know, you could see how sincere and how you want, you know, how you believe in it so strongly. And it's just, it's great. You can actually feel it. You know, it's a really great song.
Well, I appreciate that. And like I said, I've had really good response with it. It's number 14 right now on the Indie World Country Charts out of Nashville. And
Wow, congrats.
And I'm really excited about that. We put out 5 singles, and the first one I put out was a song called "Enough to Leave," which was the title track on my first CD, and it went to number 15, and I think it hung there for about 15, 16 weeks. I can't remember. That was 2010, and but it's you know, after that I thought, well, this is going to be easy, and then we had 3 other ones come along, and they didn't. They got good response, so, you know, around the country and in Europe, but none of them made the chart. And then this one came out, and within a week, it was debuting in the chart and made spotlight twice, and then was pick of the week during fanfare. And I've been really excited about the response from it.
You should be, definitely. That is so cool. Well-deserved. Well-deserved acknowledgments for that one.
It's definitely off the wall a little bit from the norm, though.
I love it. Very, very cool. And also, are you on some social networking sites where fans can chat with you? I'm pretty sure you're on, like, Facebook or...
I am. I'm on Facebook, and I need to find yours and... and catch up with you too. But yes, I am. I'm on Facebook.
Cool.
It's Bobby Dean Panky Tonk Music. That's our publishing company, and they can go to Facebook and punch in Bobby Dean Panky Tonk Music, and it'll take them right to it.
Perfect. I'll find you.
Oh, good.
I'm
well,
good at that.
Good.
I'll find you and get you on my circle of friends that I got.
Well, that sounds. I'd be honored.
Perfect. Love it. So let's see here. I want to play another one of your songs. How about we play "She Knows," and we'll be right back.
Thank you.
Anytime. Here we go, everyone. "She Knows" by Texas Bobby Dean.
I can't judge her. Lord knows I shouldn't judge her, even though tonight she's with someone else. I can't blame her, Lord knows I shouldn't blame her, and she knows I've done it to myself. And she knows my heart is breaking in two. And she knows that I know what she'll do. Lord, I'm hurt. Lord knows she knows I'm hurt too well. And she knows I've done it to myself. I can't hold her. Lord knows I want to hold her. And I know she knows the feeling herself. I'm so sorry. Lord knows I've said I'm sorry. And she knows I am, and Lord, I know myself. And she knows my heart is breaking in two. And she knows that I know what she. Lord, I'm hurt. Lord knows she knows I'm hurt too well. And she knows I've done it to myself. I can't blame her. I've done it to myself.
And that was She Knows by Texas Bobby Dean. Yes. And Debbie Kelly in the chat room says, great song, Bobby.
Well, thank you so much.
Love
it's
it.
It's always good to hear. It's scary when it goes the other way, though.
Right? Definitely. Let's see here. Oh, my mom's in the chat room. Tina Marie says, love this song.
Bless her heart. She keeps energy in that room, I bet.
She does. She does everything.
That's
she
that's
does.
So cool.
She keeps me going. I love it.
That's
she
awesome.
She really is great behind the scenes. She does everything. You know, she books the guests and all that other fun stuff. Did you talk to her before getting on? I know she does that.
I can't remember. I think I did earlier, but I have talked to her a couple of times, you know, when we were setting all this up, and it was really a pleasure. She made things real easy, it goes to prove that birds of a feather flock together, if you will. You know, if you meet good people, and they always, they're going to lead you to other good people.
Definitely.
It's good when you can stay in that kind of circle.
Definitely. And why I mention that is because she has blessed, you know, that's her highlight of her day, getting to talk to these, to you and all these other artists.
Yep.
She has fun with it. I hear
well,
her laughing all the time.
Well, it takes a personality. There's no doubt. And you have that gift as well. It's not one you can fabricate, that's for sure.
Yeah, we're both pretty crazy, but in a good way. Love it. Let's see here. I got some more fun questions for you. So let's see here. These are fun questions that I always love to ask my guests. But first, what are some things that you do for fun when you're not working on your music, some hobbies?
Well, that's a...
I
wish there was something I could say. We've got our kids and...
Mm-hmm.
uh, we just got a few grandkids. They're real young, and so am I. And we like hanging out with them, you know, when we get the chance, and try to squeeze in as much time as we can when we're able to. And but pretty much since the kids have been gone, you know, we've pretty much it's just been day after day. I'm writing, or we're, you know, booking jobs and playing, and it kind of becomes your life. It's not like a normal job. It's about like, you know, the situation you're in there. You know, you better have a passion for it, because it's not the kind of job you want to do if you don't love it, because there's a lot of frustration that goes with it at times. But it's so cool when you've got a passion for doing something. The frustration just seems to it just doesn't affect you the same way as it does from my remembrance of years ago, as it did, you know, when I was self-employed, doing other things. But you gotta love it, and it's just a joy.
That is super cool. See, I mean, hanging out with the family, doing music, I mean, nothing better than that. Those two are great.
It is. It's a lot of fun. I used to deer hunt, and I traded. I kept my rifles, but I did trade off my bow, and I miss that sometimes. And unfortunately, can't do both. So.
But definitely. But you, I love everything that you do. I mean, music is definitely your path. When we hear you sing, you could tell it's in your blood. Like, you could tell this is something that you really enjoy, and you have fun doing it, and it shows in your music too.
Well,
I think.
Thank you.
So
it's a joy. I'm very pleased God's allowing me to do this, and I look forward to being able to do it for a long, long time, I hope.
Yeah, definitely, absolutely. And Alan in the chat room says, does Bobby have any cowbell players in his band?
Say again, any what?
Alan says, does Bobby have any cowbell players in his band? He apparently likes cowbells.
Cowbell players. Oh, well, you know, Ray Price had, he did have... chimes and bells in his at times,
mm-hmm.
xylophones and such. And no, I don't. We carry a steel and a fiddle and a keyboard and a bass, and I play
cool.
rhythm guitar and sing, and a drummer, of course. And I don't want to ever be accused of trying to copy Mr. Price, because he's on. On the top of my list, so I'm gonna let him keep some of that to himself, because he deserves it.
definitely. My mom in the chat room says, I want to play cowbell. I'm gonna learn. Yeah, that'd be cool. That'd be funny.
Delbert McClinton, I think, still does, and every now and then. And I had a bass player that a good friend of mine, that he passed away a few years back, but he played with Delbert, played bass for him, and.
Mm-hmm.
He was on the original recording, if you remember, Bruce Chanel, Hey Baby.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so cool, because Jimmy learned to play harmonica with, I'm kind of getting off the bunny trailing here, but he was a great guy. And him and Delbert beat the road up together, and some of the stories. But he kept a cowbell and a harmonica with him, because he said Delbert taught him how to play them.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it's pretty neat.
That is neat. You know, I don't really hear any of those, like, you know, tambourines, cowbells. I mean, I don't hear any of those anymore, you know.
Well, you know, maybe Eddie Arnold playing cattle call, or
mm-hmm.
I can't remember if Emmy Lou Harris put a cowbell in her version of cattle call, but I guess it'd fit in some places.
Yeah, it would. I wanna put out a song that has a cowbell, so that's gonna be on my list.
There you go.
That'd be cool.
Well, I can't wait to hear that one.
Yeah, that'll be an interesting one. I'll send that one to you.
If you don't have one picked out yet, I'd love to try to write it for you.
Yeah, I would love to work with you. That would be awesome.
That'd be great.
Please.
Yeah.
Awesome. Very cool. That would be a lot of fun. We definitely
have
to do that.
That sounds good.
Sweet. So let's see. What are some other fun questions? Oh, I love this question. Do you have a most embarrassing onstage moment you could share with us? Anything crazy happen to you live and in person?
Oh, my goodness, yeah. just being myself is creates a whole lot of funny stuff. There's one thing that never fails. I've got this, for lack of words, an innate ability to keep during the headlights on my face all night long. I don't even know it's there, but people are dancing by and it used to bother me. Now I'm starting to realize it gives them a little extra entertainment because I miss when I'm up there. I'm zoned out into my own little place you should be singing to the people, but. And I am trying to do my best to give them my best, but it seems like I must go into another place. I guess my eyes glaze over, and then we go on break, and I come back, I guess, because they tell me it's not there anymore, but they're sure laughing hard while they're looking at me.
You're in some kind of trance.
I guess.
That's funny.
None of us drink or do anything like that. We're all. You know, we're all afraid we might die at this point in our life, but so we're up there being pretty serious about it, you know, trying to give it the best we can. But anyway, there's so many things. I mean, it's funny when that many things happen. It's hard to pin. That was the one thing that stands out to me because it never fails. It gets brought up to me. And,
it never fails.
Yeah, it's like I've been up there doing this. How long you been doing this? They'll ask, you know. All right, well, going on about 15 years now, my goodness, it just looks like you're terrified up there. I said, no, I'm really not. I'm just really straining.
You're really concentrating, focusing.
That's right.
Love it. It's hilarious. Well, you never know what could happen live, you know. I mean, you are a human, so, you know, if anything bad happens, I know you would, you know, continue and just shake it off and laugh at yourself.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. You got to. We were out at Pearl's Dance Hall in Fort Worth here about a month ago, and my fiddle player has this fiddle that is extremely old. I mean, a couple hundred years. And he had his bow stand sitting between the two of us. It wasn't my fault, and he realized it afterwards. But I didn't know what he was going to do when he looked at me and he looked down. I looked down, and his bow was snapped in half because my guitar cord had wrapped around it.
Oh.
And, yes, and it snapped that thing in half, and that was the original bow that was with that fiddle. And I didn't know if he was going to try to force feed it to me or stab me with it. I wasn't sure, but I was concerned there for a second. after a little time, a few minutes went by, you know, of course everybody realized, you know, wasn't anybody paying attention to that thing sitting there. You know, it just happened. It happened. But anyway, that was a little embarrassing that it was a little concerning, so.
Right. We've heard it all on this show, I think. I'm pretty sure by this time, I think we've heard it all.
There's a lot of things I should tell you, but I am gonna keep it nice and clean on this one.
Awesome. That's for behind the scenes after the show.
Let's go.
Just kidding. But that would be funny. I want to know.
there's some funny ones. There really is. And of course, you know, you're out performing too as well. I understand. And
yeah, I'm just starting.
Well, you know what? It sounds like you're on your way, and you're doing a great job with this radio.
Thank you.
You've got a real gift for it. I was working for a pure country radio out of Dublin, Texas, for a few months, and I know how that feels to sit behind that desk and watch those clocks and get those ads to fire and have to add all that time up so that everything works out within 5 minutes, and it can be a chore sometimes. So if people don't realize you're going through a, you know, your mind's doing a lot of things.
Oh, yeah. Plus with our chat room, trying to make sure Alan is on his best behavior and everything is in ship shape. It's craziness here. Just
that's
saying.
Good stuff.
It is.
It is.
For example. There you go. But yes, you never know. And I, like I said, I am actually just getting started performing places, and
uh-huh.
I'm one of those people that would laugh at myself if like something bad happens or something is embarrassing. I just laugh at myself. I do it all the time.
Yep.
So, but I was wondering, is there any tips that you can give me? You know, a first time getting ready to perform out there. Anything that could help me out. Anything.
Well, I tell you the one thing that I've always stuck with, even at times when I wanted to, you know, you're gonna step out and you're gonna grow and you're gonna do different things as time goes by.
Mm-hmm.
But always be yourself.
Always
leave the people knowing who you are. Some are gonna like you, some are not gonna like you, and
right.
You can't please everybody. And it's not because you don't want to; it's just a fact.
But
at least they know who you are, and the people that love you will love you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's about the best thing you can do for yourself as well, because you've got to be true to yourself in this business, picking songs that fit you, that you can honestly say those words, and you know, and just you know, who you who they perceive you to be. I don't leave them any expectations of what I think they think I ought to be.
Mm-hmm.
You walk out there and you be who you are, and then you let them. They've got to be the ultimate decider, whether they carry you with them or they forget you. You know, so
absolutely. I'm just gonna have fun with it. Whatever happens, and if there's an embarrassing
mm-hmm.
moment, I will let you all know that. You guys aren't alone. I had an embarrassing oopsie as well.
That's the way to do it, because it's better to go ahead and get on yourself while everybody's around. That way that you don't leave them nothing to shoot at you with.
Exactly. It's true. It's funny because during the show, I've always asked people, you know, what your embarrassing moment is on stage, and now I finally will get to see what, you know, you guys all experience when you are live and performing. I hope I have a little bit of some embarrassing moments happen, because it'll just make you stronger, you know? It'll teach you.
Well, it'd be boring if it just all went like perfect, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
It'd just be boring.
Exactly. It'll keep it fresh and exciting when I mess up.
That's
I guarantee. But,
God,
yeah.
Well, I hope that doesn't happen.
Right, exactly, yes. Definitely. But I'm very excited. And thank you for the tips. And we actually ran out of time, but I have to say, you
okay.
were amazing, and thank you so, so much for coming on the show. And
yes,
we need
really.
An update show with you. We need you back on. That'd be awesome.
I appreciate that. And you just, I believe y'all have my number, so you call me anytime, literally, and I will be glad to do it. And thank you and your mom. But, Josie, you did a great job, and thank you again for allowing me this opportunity.
Anytime, and thank you so much. You were just awesome to talk with. You're such a, you know, down-earth guy. I mean, Don hit it right on the market. You are an amazing entertainer, but also a great person. So you deserve everything that you have, and I think you are amazing, and I will continue to keep an eye on what you're doing.
Well, thank you. tell all your listeners we'll be in Branson soon, so to keep their eye on our website and hope to see them then.
Perfect.
Right.
Everyone, that was Texas Bobby Dean. Thank you, Bobby.
Thank you.
Thank you. Love it. And I have shown you the question of the week. Oh, well. I just had so much fun and the time ran out. But I am going to ask him what motivates him, and I will tell you guys on the next episode. So we will keep up with that. And let's see here. Before you know the night gets to an end, I want you all to remember we're here every Friday night on the Josie Show at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. You can listen by phone, online at our website, www.josieshow.com, or our Facebook page, facebook.com/Josie Show, and click on the Listen Live link. And if you miss us one Friday night, no problem at all. Our episodes are archived right here on our site, so you can listen anytime, any day, any month, any year. our show from when I was 14 is still up there with Katie Cook, so it'll be up there forever and ever. So yes. And also we're on iTunes, Zune, and many other podcast sites, so you can download it and hear the song, hear the show and a song if that's on the show. I mean, whatever. It's all good. You can check that out. And also remember we have 50 phone lines available for you during each show, so if you want to say hello or ask one of our guests a question, just call our live line anytime we're on the air. Oh, that's an interesting sound effect, Alan. See, dogs love me. Okay. It actually sounded like they wanted to attack me. But whatever, dogs love me. It's worse. Yes, thank you. We also have a live chat room every Friday at www.josieshow.com where you can join in. It's free to sign up and speak with us while we are live on the air. So now I want to chat with you guys a little bit for the announcements that we have tonight. We have some amazing announcements. Okay, that was scary. That scared me. Don't give me a heart attack. All right, now, here's our announcements. Our former guest and friend, Shadow Play, will be coming to Illinois on August 10th. They'll be performing at the Gas House, I can't speak anymore, which is located 15 North Grove Avenue in Elgin. So if you live in the area, make sure you come check them out and stop by and say hello. If you see me out there, I will be out there, so please do so. Please come and help. Alan, oh my goodness, you're crazy. All right, also, we're asking to help support Conscious Music Entertainment and their effort to mentor our youth. So please go to www.missionsmallbusiness.com, click on the button that says login/support, then type in Conscious Music Entertainment, choose the state of Kentucky and the city of Alexandria, then hit the vote button, and then Bazamo Bajaja. And that's all you need to do. I don't know. This is my Josie dictionary, okay? It'll be in stores soon. Just watch, okay? Someone will pick up my words. Also, finally, I'm working on completing a music page for myself on Facebook, so please go check out my work in progress at facebook.com/JosiePasantinoMusic, and please give me a like. I know it sounds weird, but please give me a like. Thank you. Also, in honor of Andy Griffith, Mr. Southern Star, Michael McCormick, will be doing an Andy Griffith tribute show Saturday on the 21st Renaissance Show. Also, from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern, he'll be doing a Andy Griffith Show trivia. So check out the show chat room. I'll even pop in, so join us at www.thesouthernstar.org from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern for the 21st Renaissance Show Andy Griffith the trivia.
Oh!
8 to 9 p.m. Eastern, time zone USA. Yeah, because this is going to be a sad episode tribute. So please check it out. Also, our good friend, our good show friend, and of course, we love her. We just do. Brenda Best is nominated in the Nashville Independent Music Awards. So go to NIMA Digital. NIMA? Is that what it is? NIMA? NIMA?
National Independent Music Awards.
NIMADigital.com to cast your vote. Cool. For Brenda under Best Country Solo Artist, Best Live Country Performer, and Album of the Year. It only takes a minute, and Brenda definitely deserves the win. Yeah. So please do so, and remember, it's NIMADigital.com. All right, what else do we got here? I also want to give some very special thank yous to some great Facebook groups who have helped me fill up my guest books every Friday. It's amazing. So remember John at Talent Hookup, Don at Keeping It Country, Jonna from Country Music World, Andrew from supporting great Talented Kids and Teens, Talented Kids Depot, and Danny from Songwriters Unite. Now, as I mentioned, these Facebook groups definitely helped me with my booking, so here is my upcoming guest. We have Larry C. Johnson, Them, Morris Boys, After Bruce Cade, Josh Logan, Preston Somerville, Christian St. James, Paul Lopez, and the 151 Turnaround, Kelly Lee James. Whew. So there's a lot. EMJ Taylor, Darren Rhodes, Stephen Jacobson, Red Jenkins, Debbie Kelly, Sean Bryant, Deuce Hewlett, Michael Calder, Darren Warner, Hobson Smith, Bodie Powell, Wild Bill Young, Frank Thomas, and Dom Murdoch. So it's going to be an amazing, amazing show. See us. Next week we'll have actually a very special show. The Josie Show will hit the road for a special episode from 7 to 10 p.m. Central Time Zone. The Josie Show will head to Cambria, Wisconsin to do a live broadcast at a concert in the park where Scott Nickel will be performing. I'll step on stage for a bit to perform an acoustic version of my song, Teenage Girl, as well as a duet with Scott Nickel on one of his songs. So it's going to be a really great night, so make sure you tune in right here at www.josieshow.com to hear what's going on. And if we can get good reception out there, we will also stream some of the show for you as well. What in the world is playing? Alan. Please excuse it. Let's see. The promos will all be out this week, so if you are near Cambria, Wisconsin, come out to see us next Friday, July 13th from 7:10 p.m. Central Time Zone. Also, I want to mention this week on Josie's Heart Country, my guest will be the awesome singer-songwriter Joe Navarrete. So make sure you tune in on Sunday, July 8th for that show at 7 p.m. Eastern Time Zone. I'll have some chart-topping country music, a great video to share, and our song request segment continues. And you can tune into that show at www.thesouthernstar.org. Click on the Josie's Heart Country tab at the top and enjoy. All right, so now let's get to some of our segments, which I am super excited about. So hold on, let me give my producer a second here. Give me the thumbs up.
Featured right, original song.
I think Alan beat you too. But yes, featured song of the week. So yeah, tonight we will feature a song from the wonderful Brad Howard. You can find Brad at www.reverbnation.com, /Brad Howard. So now for his featured song of the week, let's play and take a listen to his song, Please Call Sometimes, right now.
If you can't come back, could you please call sometime? At least I'll know I still cross your mind. I'd rather touch your face than to hear you on the line. But if you can't come back, could you please call sometime? I know you have a new man, you look so happy too. You're smiling more than when I was with you. Even though it's over and you took a different path, darling, I just have one thing to ask. If you can't come back, could you please call sometime? At least I'll know I still cross your mind. I'd rather touch your face than to hear you on the line. But if you can't come back, could you please call sometime? I've gone crazy and living in a dream. For me to ever think you'll give me a phone ring. Well, I don't think I'm asking too much from you at all, 'cause we loved a lot of years before our fall. And if you can't come back, could you please call sometime? At least I'll know I still cross your mind. I'd rather touch your face than to hear you on the line. But if you can't come back, could you please call sometime? Well, if you can't come back, could you please call sometime?
And that was our featured original song of the week from me. That song was from Brad Howard. Please call sometimes. And if you would like to be considered for a featured song segment here on the show, just email your songs to Tina, T-I-N-A, at josieshow.com. Now it's time for our Fan of the Month segment. Our June Fans of the Month. We say thank you to Country Fan Dub and Pickled Ham. Now let's pull out our Fan of the Month. Let's get our hat to pick from. Now remember, to be a Fan of the Month, all you have to do is get entered into the drawing, is to join us in the chat room, message us on Facebook or Twitter, call in the show, basically stay in contact with us, hang out with us, have fun, be a part of the show, and you will be automatically entered into the drawing. All right, now without any further ado, drum roll please. Do we have a drum roll button, Alan? I don't think we do. Thank you. That was our... Oh, there we go. That's good, too. Everyone, Bearcat 2010, otherwise known as Andrew, is our Fan of the Month segment for July. Yeah. Congratulations, Bearcat 2010. Andrew, congrats. Such a good one coming your way. Yes, very special good one coming your way, Andrew. And thank you for listening and for all of your support. So let's see. Now it is time for our question of the week segment, which I don't believe we have.
Huh?
We do? Awesome. That's so cool. We do have a thing. I forgot I recorded one. I am crazy because we haven't done that one for a very, very long. Yeah, we never did it at all. So very cool. I'm glad I recorded that one. But yes. This week I asked what motivates you and what really gets you going. For me, it's a motivational song, like the song Stronger by Kelly Clarkson. It's like the What Doesn't Kill You Makes You Stronger song. I love that one. So here's what some of our listeners said. Will says, when my alarm clock hits, it is set for Metallica's song Enter Sandman. That helps him get moving in the morning. That's what Will says. Peru says, well, P-U-R-U, I hope I'm saying that right, says beauty mixed with music and honesty, of course. Gary says positive people, positive thinkers, and motivators, and God. So remember, check out our Facebook pages this weekend for our for next week's question of the week. Just comment on the post, and we will put your answers on air. If anyone has any other ideas that you would like us to consider, please email them to Tina, T-I-N-A, at josieshow.com. So yes, I had a great night. I hope all of you had such a wonderful night. Thank you guys so much for sticking with us for the whole, how long have we been on air? Yes, for 3 years almost, about 3 years. So thank you guys so much for sticking with us for 3 years, and I mean many, many more, and I appreciate it. So let's see here. I mean, I think we should just, after the show, do a little party. I hope you guys have a great, great, great night and talk to you guys soon. Bye, guys. Mwah. Thanks so much for tuning in to The Josie Show. I'm Josie Pasentino. Check us out next Friday. Bye-bye.